Welcome back to another edition of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse with you along with Noah Cassidy. Glad to be back from our 4th of July celebrations, Noah.
For sure.
So what do you got for us today? So, did you know?
I know yours is about the 4th of July, yeah. Correct? Mm-hmm. So we're going to kind of stay in a little bit of the spirits, and I'm sure most of you out there probably had a few yesterday, if you know what I'm talking about. So I've got a little Did You Know Show questionnaire about different cocktails and where they originated from.
All right.
So obviously I can't listen to all or ask all you listeners out here, so I'm going to be asking Brent.
Oh.
But I want you to guess and see if you can figure out where each of these cocktails are from.
This is going to be fun.
Where is the Negroni from?
Don't even know where to guess. I'll say New York.
So the Negroni came from Florence, Italy.
Gotcha.
What about the Daiquiri?
That's got to be maybe Mexico.
It's close. It's going to be in Havana, Cuba.
Mm.
So that's pretty close. The Daiquiri from Havana, Cuba. The Old Fashioned. Where's all whiskey known mainly?
That's got to be Kentucky.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. Sure enough, and you being from Kentucky, yes. I figured you'd know that one. So that one, the Old Fashioned, was created in Louisville,
nice.
Kentucky. The Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. I feel like that's maybe a New England type thing. I'll say Boston.
You're kind of okay. Instead of saying New England, let's go over to Europe.
Ooh. Okay. London.
Close. Paris. Paris, France, is where the Bloody Mary was made. Then, I guess there's actually two. I'm gonna go ahead and ruin this. The French 75 is also in Paris, France.
Yes, that's a giveaway.
Yeah. The Martini.
Martini.
The Martini. Where's that at?
We'll say Italy.
Nope. So this one's going to be in the States.
New York.
There you go.
Got it.
Martini is second California guess. And New York was where they originally came from. I don't even know what this drink is, and I'm from Louisiana, so I guess I'm going to have to try and order one. But I just gave it away. I guess think of a city in
Orleans.
It sure is.
What's
the Sazerac. Gotcha. The Sazerac. I don't even know what drink that is, but it's from New Orleans, Louisiana. I just completely butchered that one. All right, the margarita.
That one's Mexico.
Indeed, that's Mexico. The zombie. I don't even know what that is.
Me neither.
That is from Hollywood, California.
Gotcha.
And last but not least, the Manhattan.
New York.
That would be correct as well. So there you go. That's all 10 different mixed drinks and cocktails and where they originally came from.
Well, hopefully, maybe you tried one or two of those yesterday on 4th of July, which is our Independence Day. But did you know that the U.S. actually voted for its independence on July 2nd, not July 4th?
Was it like voting pended and so we didn't celebrate till the 4th or
right,
something?
So yeah, it was all pretty much set, but it took a couple days, so it wasn't completed and adopted and sent for printing until July 4th.
Oh, so it was voted on and passed, like the 2nd,
yes.
But it didn't, the press release side
yes,
of it didn't happen.
Yes, and it
happen.
Wasn't official until the 4th.
Oh, okay. So, there you go. So apparently the 4th is all fake.
So, you can just celebrate the whole week.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You get 2 or 3 days of celebration.
Yeah, instead of just having July 4th, let's 2nd through the 4th. Why
yes,
not?
Exactly. So,
and then a rest day afterwards.
Next year when it comes around.
There you go.
Well, that's what we got for the Did You Know Show today. Hope everyone enjoyed it, and we'll be back tomorrow for another episode.